Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Have a nice day off yesterday.
It was very pleasant, actually. I was in the garden, had a bit of Riviera Radio on. The sun was out. So I thought what would be a perfect accompaniment to that, but a bit of Riviera Radio during the lunchtime hour. Very nice.
Okay, you didn't go for a test drive just to make sure your eyesight was okay.
I knew you'd try and drag me into that. I'm staying some way away from that story.
Really?
Well, you know.
Well, it does have sort of a political and economic overtones as well, doesn't it, really?
Political overtones, yes. Economic, far more debatable.
Mm. Mm. Who's pulling the strings? Who's really running the country?
I'll leave you to figure all of that out.
Okay, you won't be drawn into that. All right, there was a lot of action on the markets yesterday. Wall Street closed, the FTSE closed. But elsewhere in Europe, pretty healthy-looking picture. And Asian stocks have risen strongly this morning as well.
Yeah, it has been healthy. Actually, it was a good week for equity markets during the course of last week in Europe and in the United States. Somewhat of a volatile week, it has to be said. Risk sentiment was gyrated by, I think, a range of factors. On the positive side, hopes arising from early results from an experimental vaccine, announcement of a European recovery fund, faith that activity will indeed pick up once economies emerge from lockdown. Speculation more central banks are considering instigating negative interest rates, although, of course, there are some unintended consequences for that. However, signs of a ratcheting up of geopolitical tensions, particularly between the US and China, concerns about the path of the pandemic and the risk of a second wave, along with a lack of earnings visibility, is likely to keep investors nervous. Market performance, well, S&P rose 3.2% last week. European equities were up 3.6%. Oil continues to strengthen. Brent crude was up 9.6% during the course of last week, is up 80% during the course of this month on signs that demand has been picking up, particularly from China. Gold hit a seven-year high last week. The precious metals up 14% year-to-date. Investors have increased their gold ETF holdings for the past 20 consecutive days. Looks like we're going to add to those gains at the open this morning. Chinese Corn and FTSE up 133 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 99 points. CAC Corn and Paris up 37 points.
Got any bluebells in your garden?
Yes, we do. They're sort of going, to be honest. They were there early on in the season, but it's been very hot. It's been very dry. So they were around, but they've sort of disappeared a little bit.
Yes, I hear they've been magnificent, but of course you'd want them in your garden because you wouldn't want to go into public land or anything like that and break the lockdown, would you?
No. you were fascinated by that interview yesterday, were you? Really?
I don't think I'm the only one, to be quite honest with you.
No.
But there you go.
You think he'll survive or you don't?
We were talking about this earlier. I find it difficult to know how he will survive in the long run, but I mean, Boris is certainly brazening it out, isn't he? And but the papers can sniff blood, that's for sure. I mean, the Daily Mail coming down against Boris Johnson is unheard of, isn't it?
Do you think the headmaster would fight equally as hard for you, given different circumstances?
I very much doubt it. as you were saying, investors kind of looking past this row between Washington and Beijing, and one sign that things are picking up is that Chinese oil demand has been ramping up.
Yeah, they say it's back to almost back to the levels seen before Beijing imposed a national lockdown. This is according to leaders of the country's energy industry. China's the world's second largest oil consumer, of course, behind the United States. The quick demand return has certainly helped to tighten the oil market much sooner than many had anticipated, leading to a recovery, as we're saying, in terms of oil price, though still down compared to the $60+ a barrel we started the year at. Chinese demand is estimated to have crashed 20% in February, but the reopening of factories, demand for fuel from consumers who are driving rather than using public transport, has also boosted demand. If you look at traffic congestion, it's peaking at 50% above the level of last year. Chinese demand running at 13.4 million barrels per day. It was at 13.7 million barrels per day in December 2019. Of course, demand would be an awful lot higher were it not for jet fuel demand, which, of course, hasn't recovered yet.
Story that broke over the weekend, Hertz US has filed for bankruptcy. It might be worth asking Hertz about their diesel fleet and how far their cars can go on a tank of diesel.
Really? You think that's an important element to this? Car rental firm said that, remember, Kurtz has founded with a dozen Ford Model T motors over a century ago, filing for bankruptcy over the course of the weekend. Well, bankruptcy protection is probably a better way to put it. After sweeping travel restrictions destroyed demand for its vehicles, Chapter 11 filing allows Hertz to keep operating while it devises a plan to pay creditors and the try and turn the business around. This after the coronavirus outbreak forced the second largest US car rental company to seek relief from lenders and a bailout from the US Treasury Department. The filing perhaps has ramifications for the broader car industry, according to analysts. Hertz has 400,000 cars in its US fleet. If creditors of the debt that is secured by the vehicles decide to liquidate the fleet, that could put further pressure on used car prices in the United States.
And after a bit of haggling, the German government has agreed a €9 billion rescue package for Lufthansa. It's amazing all this sort of nationalisation taking place, isn't it? Harold Wilson would be actually cheering from the rafters this morning.
Yeah, desperate times call for desperate measures. I'm sure many governments wouldn't like to, and certainly in theory, be doing this, but perhaps have no choice, particularly when it's such an important element of the German economy as the national airline. So it looks like the government will take a 20% stake, which could rise to 25% plus one share in the event of a takeover attempt that seeks to protect thousands of jobs. Lufthansa has been locked in talks with Berlin for weeks over the aid it needs to survive and the expected protracted travel slump. The airline wrangling over how much control to yield in return for that financial support. As you say, if you, governments, particularly in Germany, have been trying to offload stakes in companies for decades, but still remains a significant holder in the likes of Deutsche Post, Deutsche Telekom. Berlin still has a 15% stake in Commerzbank, I think, which it took during the course of the global financial crisis. Lots of airlines around the world, Air France, KLM, US carriers, all have sought aid after the coronavirus hit global travel.
And a similar picture in the UK, and signs that you know, bailouts might be extended to a lot of other major firms, including Tata Steel as well.
Yeah, again, it's as a sign of how desperate things have become. The government forcing to think about how it can provide support to these companies, but also get value for money and gain the control that's required. They won't want to hold on to these stakes for too long. One would suspect, similar to what we saw, of course, as the result of the banking crisis, but it will need to see recovery in these industries before governments are likely to get their money back.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.22 this morning. Euro dollar 1.09. You're going to get just under €1.12 for your British pound this morning.
Do you think Boris Johnson will still be Prime Minister by Christmas?
You love this. I think he will be. Who's helping him? It may be a little bit more debatable.
OK, thank you. Speak to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Henk Potts from Barclays.